CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says the current Chinese-Japanese ties are sound in general and called for greater understanding, mutual trust, and common interests to further the friendship. Wen Jiabao made the remarks during a meeting in Beijing with 40 members of the China-Japan Friendship Committee for the 21st Century, a consultative body of the two governments. The Chinese premier says both sides should enhance exchange and cooperation in politics, economy, culture, and youth fields. He says he expects the Chinese and Japanese members to offer more suggestions to the two governments and exert vigor to the growth of bilateral ties. A senior Chinese legislator has called for enhancing the China-U.S. people-to-people exchanges, which he said will contribute to maintaining peace in the Asia-Pacific region as well as in the world. Yan Junqi, vice chairwoman of the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress, China's top legislative body, issued the call in a speech to the opening ceremony of the 4th China-U.S. Civil Society Peace Forum held at the American University in Washington, D.C. She said China will continue to adhere to its peaceful foreign policies, including its good neighborly policy, and is willing to develop friendly cooperation on the basis of equal treatment and mutual benefits with other countries in order to maintain peace and stability in the world. The EU-China Youth Leaders Summit opened in Beijing on Saturday with 92 young people from 27 EU countries gathered to discuss with their Chinese peers topics of climate change, sustainable development, and youth development. The three-day summit is part of the flagship events of the EU-China Year of Youth. The EU-China Year of Youth has been the biggest cultural exchange activity since the two sides established diplomatic relations. Three cargo planes of the Air Force of China have arrived in Bangkok to deliver the third batch of flood relief goods to Thai government. China has donated 259 hovercrafts, 150 water pumps, 210 water filters, and 1,300 tents, among others, worth about 40 million Chinese yuan, or over $6 million, as well as $1 million in cash to Thailand, according to the press release of the Chinese embassy. A member of Libya's National Transitional Council has raised doubts over the exact circumstances of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's death. Waheed Burshan was quoted by Al Jazeera as saying that Gaddafi was clearly captured and there should be an investigation as to how he ended up dead a short while later. His remarks, contradicting head of NTC's executive committee, Mahmoud Jabril's account that Gaddafi was killed in crossfire, came a day after the United Nations called for an investigation into his death. This is CRI News. Premier Wen Jiabao says ensuring and improving people's well-being must be put at a highly significant position during the process of China's macroeconomic control. He said this during an inspection tour of South China city of Nanning. Wen Jiabao said ensuring people's livelihood is closely related not only to social and economic advancement, but also to the people's benefits, as well as social harmony and stability. China's top coal mine safety watchdog says the nation has seen improved coal mine safety in the first 9 months as casualties had dropped. The State Administration of Coal Mine Safety says the number of workers who were killed during work at coal mines in the first 9 months stood at 1,419, down over 27% year-on-year. Meanwhile, the number of deadly accidents also dropped. It says the country has not had a severely major accident causing heavy casualties for more than 1 year. China's film industry, the world's third largest in terms of production, has been criticized for its over-commercialization and a lack of cultural depth amid expectations that the fast-growing sector will help enhance the nation's soft power. Experts and industry insiders at an ongoing film festival expressed their hope that the country's film industry can develop in a healthy way and impress audiences with the charms of Chinese culture. Experts also agree that a lack of originality has impeded the sustainable development of the nation's film industry. China has lowered the curtain of a 178-day horticultural exposition in northwest Shanxi province, making Xi'an the third mainland city that has successfully hosted such event, following that of Kunming in 1999 and Shenyang in 2006. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.